This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Tourism in Colorado's mountain towns has largely rebounded from the pandemic, but CPR Sarah Mulholland reports the recovery is uneven.
Denver and other areas of the Front Range are lagging resort communities in attracting travelers, says Tim Wolf, the head of Colorado's tourism office. He told an audience at a recent tourism convention that companies still aren't funding employee travel the way they did before the pandemic, and that hurts big cities.
The business travel is not going to come back for a while.
Wolf adds that international travel to the state is still down substantially, too. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Colorado's extended drought means far fewer ducks and geese are expected to migrate to the state this fall and winter. CPR's Miguel Otarola reports.
State wildlife officials say that because reservoirs and wetlands are drier than normal, migrating waterfowl may not spend much time in Colorado before flying further south. But conditions are also worsening in the bird's breeding habitat, which extends up to Canada. Montana and the western Dakotas have half the amount of ponds they did in 2019, and the number of breeding ducks there have dropped by nearly a third. However, officials do expect a normal number of Canada geese in Colorado this year. Miguel Otarola, CPR News.
Governor Jared Polis has named three new members to the Colorado Board of Health. The list includes Dr. Christina Suh, who has background in pediatric medicine, immunizations, and disease management. He also picked Jeffrey Coor, longtime director of Mesa Public Health in Grand Junction, and Guylene Casriota, the mayor for the city and county of Broomfield. The panel makes public health rules and okays funding for grant programs. This is CPR News and KRCC. This hour, we're listening to Here and Now.